It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, one of our favorite days of the sports calendar year. It is National Signing Day in college football, and that means Jay Long's back in the studio with us tonight to talk about who's coming in next for Chadron State football. And Jay, this is such a fun day every year. We're so glad you give us time on what's one of the busiest days of the year, I'm sure, for you and your staff.
Dave, it was definitely one of our favorite times of the year. Our coaching staff puts in so much time to try to get these kids to come here, and I can tell you, last year, right before the COVID hit, we were starting to put together our board. And once the COVID hit, it was like, all right, this is, let's focus on that. And so we put a lot of time into recruiting. Once we got that board started working, then what we did is we started inviting kids up to camps. After you start inviting kids to camps and you following kids on Twitter, then we, once our season started happening, we weren't able to bring kids to games. It was kind of iffy on we could and could not. And so we ended up, being able to bring kids on campus in just small groups. And here comes today, and we're finally here at signing day, and it's awesome to have this class after seeing all that work that we've done to get them here.
And with such a weird year with COVID and now almost a full calendar year and a full cycle through of finding high school kids and transfers to come in, do you feel like there's some things maybe that have changed going forward the rest of the way with recruiting and using technology? Or do you feel like it's going to go back to the old original way that you guys have recruited your entire lives?
Dave, I don't know how it can. We Zoomed with kids. We met with, the way we found kids online and through Twitter and how kids would, reach out to us. I think it's the new norm. I know they changed around a few rules this year because of the COVID with the recruiting. And I don't know if they're going to go back to those. I'll be surprised if they do. I don't know how many kids I've sat in our coach's office with all the rest of the coaches, and we had a Zoom meeting. We talked to them about Chadron State. Then we had FaceTime meetings with kids daily, with that. And then also, Dave, the whole last 2 months, our coaching staff has been bringing in kids one at a time, one family at a time. And, we're bringing in, right around that, probably 5 to 7 kids a week. And really what it was is we're just giving them a lot of one-on-one attention. In the past, we were bringing in, 10 kids at a time. We had 10 coaches. It was one coach per kid. Now it was one kid, 10 coaches. And I see us trying to figure out a way to be able to do that a little bit more in the future too. But it was different. It was a change. And, changes can be motivating, and it changed a few things. So I thought that was kind of fun this year to be able to do it a little bit different.
Head Coach Jay Long talking National Signing Day, and we're going to learn about the new Eagles that have signed to come to Chadron State and play football for Coach Long and get their education here at The Rock. I think some of the changes in recruiting, with especially the technology and the reach that you guys were able to, take advantage of nationwide, really showed up in this list of kids that you brought in. You've got some of the traditional out-of-region states pretty full of guys coming in, but then even some new ones and as far up as Maine, and we're going to get into that, Coach, and this is really exciting. Let's begin with the number of kids you brought in. Highlight some of the states and where you found players this year.
You're always going to see Midwest kids on here. That's got to be our core state. And when you look at it, I think that something that really stood out about this class is that us coaches, we were just together in our room and we're talking. I think 9 out of the 26 commits run 11 flat or faster, 100, which means that the speed's a standout. And when you look at the teams that we play, when we look at Pueblo, when we look at Mines, and we look at Mesa, those guys can run. And we got to have guys that can run right with them or be faster than them. And when we went out recruiting, I thought that our coaches did a terrific job of identifying guys in our skill positions. And I Coach DeSani went down to Florida. He didn't go down to Florida. He recruited Florida, and we got the majority of those Florida kids to be able to come up and to see Chadron State, and I thought that he did an outstanding job. The other thing that was really cool was a group of these guys, they came from the same high schools, which means that, they liked it and they enjoyed it, and they were able to, be able to come here together, and I think that's going to help with the retention of them and those type of things. On this sheet, I think, Dave, there's probably probably five or six high schools that we're going to have multiple kids from, especially when our walk-on list gets released later on. So I think that's pretty cool, is how that goes. But
yeah, you had three teammates from Nature Coast Technical High School, maybe a new pipeline for Shadron State out of Florida. A couple of other teammates from a different high school down in Florida, and we'll dive into some of those guys as we go along here today. Is Jay Long with us here on the show, talking about the recruiting class that at this point looks to be about 26 strong, and some more will come in. Walk-ons will be added in as well. And I know you guys are still waiting for a few big LOIs to get signed and on the way in too. Let's look also at the state of Nebraska and some of the local guys. How about the quarterback from Kearney High School, Preston Pearson? Kearney's a good football program out there, and you were able to take one from the central and eastern part of the state, bring a quarterback out here. Dalton Holst just has the 1 year left at CSC, so there's going to be a door open for somebody.
Yes, you know, we got some guys on our current team right now. They're going to compete for that job. We also felt like we needed to continue to bring in more guys to compete for that job, because as you know, the teams in the conference that have a veteran quarterback always have an opportunity to win. And I think we got some good ones here, and I think that Preston's going to be one of those guys to be able to come in and compete. We also signed my first main recruit, James Opio. Coach Smith came into my office and said, "Hey, I got this kid from Maine." And I said, "I've had a coached a Maine kid. Let's see what he looks like." And we threw him in, and we think both those two guys are guys that can come in and compete, and they're both very talented. But they have the capability to be able to throw a deep ball, and they also have the wheels with their feet to be able to run and do some stuff with their feet. So that's going to allow us to open up a little bit more with our offense in the future with that RPO game where the quarterback can get out and run also with it. So really excited. Plus, it's always cool to get a kid from Kearney, and this year we were able to get two of them.
Yeah.
Logan O'Brien is from Kearney Catholic, linebacker. Coach Sassy came into my office to say, "Hey, man, I got a kid that's long and can run." And he's right on a 6'3", 6'4", a lot like Noah's build. Noah Kirchhoff's build, and I said, let's go, and his coach was awesome for us, and we were able to get Logan also in here, so I thought that was pretty neat to be able to pull two guys from Kearney, since I've been here in 2012, I think we've only signed one kid from Kearney, so I thought that was pretty neat too.
Yeah, that's a good get, and you talked about the Maine being a new state for you, yeah, and bringing somebody in. We've gotten plenty out of the southeastern United States down in Florida, a lot of good players coming from down there, and now you're starting to get up into that northeast quadrant of the states as well, with Calderon from New York,
yes,
Tyree Fryer from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Now you check off the state of Maine, and you were mentioning before we jumped on that, is that the longest distance in the continental United States of a player that you've brought in?
We were messing around on Google Maps, and we were trying to see who would be the farthest area to still be in the continental states from Shadron, and I would say Maine's real got to be really close. We also Googled the very tip of Texas, and it was real close to the same. So it was pretty cool to be able to get a kid from there. I think that, you know, there's so much population up there, but there's also so much opportunity for those guys to be able to play. But with this year, with the COVID, some schools weren't recruiting they weren't able to be able to bring in as big as classes as they haven't before. And, you know, we're no different. Right now we have 26, and I think last year at this time we were at 34, 35, I think. So we're a little bit down too, but I still feel really good. And we're also tomorrow we're going to have probably another 10 walk-ons also we're going to add on to the class.
You can never have enough quality offensive linemen, Coach.
No.
You're a former O-lineman. You know how big and important these guys are, and you signed four today, and a good class and a good group, it looks like.
You know, Dave, out of those four, three of them I've seen at camp. And when you see those kids at camp, you know what they're made of. You know how they compete. You know how they win you know how they act when they win. You know how they act when they lose. And more importantly, just like I started, you watch them compete. And the first one I think that stands out, you know, Remington Free, he's ranked number one in the state at heavyweight in Wyoming. He's from Thermopolis, Wyoming. I really think he has the opportunity to be a major contributor for us very quickly, and he's a kid that we want to get in here, and, you know, he's got to get in our weight program, get with Coach Kreese and the guys, and I think that it really has a good upside with him. Next one's Vincent Mosley. He's actually cousins to Jake Guile, and Vincent came in to camp, went in there and busted his butt in the board drill, and he's just our type of guy, man. He's a grinder. He's a worker. I can't say enough positive things about him. He's also got an opportunity to get in that mix fast. Next one is Scott Odell from Thunder Base in Wyoming. I was able to go to a camp in Gillette this summer. He stood out right away. What stands out about him is just his frame. He's 6'4", 6'5"-ish, and he can move well in space. And we have a lot of success with guys like that. I can't wait, once again, to get him in the weight room. Last one is probably one of the coolest ones in regards to when you follow guys on Twitter and watch them and those type of things. JT, Jonathan Tejeda, his family's from South America. And they came to the United States. He's been, here, and he loves the weight room. If you go on there, there's some videos of him pushing right around that 475, 485 on the bench. And those guys that have followed Shatter State football for a long time, Robbie Kleintobe still has the bench record right now. And Robbie Kleintobe was a heck of a football player for us. And he bench pressed right around that 485. So,
man,
that's also exciting. Mike Iamone, there's another name that he's right there. Also a guy that had that bench record for a while. He bench pressed right around that 485 also.
Sounds like that might be in jeopardy, and it's just a freshman coming in. Just wait till he gets into that college weight room and that college feeding table and gets even stronger and stronger. That's exciting stuff, Jay. And there's a local lineman, too, you brought in, Isaiah Giroux from Morrill. And he's listed here on the defensive side. Played some offensive lineman, too, for Morrill, but looks like maybe you're going to put him in on the defensive spot, potentially.
Yeah, he's one of the two eight-man players we signed this year. And those of you guys that know me, I love eight-man guys. I love small school guys. I'm a small school guy. I think one thing always stands out with small school guys is that their work ethic and their blue-collar mentality. And if you go through and you Google Isaiah's name, you add Huddle after it, you're going to see a worker, number one, a worker. And we were just all day as coaches, we've been signing kids, and as soon as we sign them, we pop on their highlight film, we watch it again, we all get excited, and it's really fun. And when we did that again today earlier with Isaiah, he's a football player. I mean, that's the best, I think, compliment that a kid can get. He loves football, he plays like he loves football. He runs the ball. He plays fullback. He plays O-line. There was a play where he threw a touchdown. I really am excited about him. And then also Sutton Pullman, another kid, just a terrific athlete from Stanton, Nebraska. Eight-man player stands right beside Wayne over there on the eastern side of the state. And I think he's going to do some really good things for us. And he's a kid that we talked about for a long time, what side of the ball we want to put him on, and we decided we think he's going to be great at that safety position.
Coach Jay Long with us talking National Recruiting Day and the new Shadron State Eagles that have signed and are joining the program. And let's look next at some of the targets for Dalton Holst. You guys are going to bring back some good receivers from this year, but you need to look forward every year recruiting. Of course, there are several receivers that you've brought in, some kids from down in Miami and down in the Florida area where we have seen a lot of success come out of that spot. Tavon Wright, Jahani Wright still here at that position, and you brought some more in from Florida. Tell us about the receivers that you've got so far for Dalton.
First thing I want to say on this is when we're talking about though that speed factor, our corners, our wide receivers, our DBs and our wide receivers, the speed is really nice. We did, I think, a really good job of identifying some guys that can run. And at that wide receiver core, I think all four of those guys have an opportunity to come in and compete. And I'm excited for that because, we got two seniors there with Cole Thurness and Chad Michelson. So we're going to need some guys to come in and compete. And I think all four of these guys have that opportunity. Daniel Becerra, he's a wide receiver from Tucson, Arizona. Lanky, can run. He already looks like physically he's ready to compete. And he's a kid that's going to go in the medical field. So he's going to want to try to get on the field as fast as he can because he's going to have some school after he graduates here. So I know that was one of the things we talked about a lot with him. John Bennett can run. Jamal Browder can run. I think both those two guys, if you Google their names and add Huddle behind it, you're going to see guys that just make a ton of plays in space and they can move. And then Jackson White's more of your scat back receiver that can get out in space and maybe like an Ethan Frey type player, type body type,
sure.
Where he's got great speed and able to get himself open and has great hands. So excited about that core. I think Coach Sandy did an outstanding job of identifying guys there.
Let's check in again with some more defense. Coach Saxon Wright, he's a linebacker from the state of Colorado. Looking into him, he had some D1 interest. It looked like you guys beat out Air Force maybe to get this guy. That's a big get.
Yeah, his dad played there in Air Force, and he's you know, right from Colorado Springs area, and I think that he's going to be a, you know, and also he's, it was between us and Pueblo also, so I was really excited to get this kid. I think he's a kid that when you look at our linebacking core, we have Travis Wilson, who's a senior, and then Maka is. We're talking to him. He's going to be one of our major recruits next year. We got to try to get him to come back for that second year. And then also Noah Kirchel, both those two guys on paper will be seniors, but they do have another year of eligibility if we can keep them guys, be able to get them to come back. But we knew that we need to bring in some linebackers, and we wanted to find guys that they could run and guys that can make plays. And you know, really what you know, what guys look for when you look for in a linebacker. And Brock Love from Utah, I think that's a kid that's a physical kid. I think he's going to have an opportunity to come in and compete for that job. Saxon Wright, just like you said, he's body type wise is physical also, and I think he's been in the weight room really good, and I think he has an opportunity. And then I've already talked about Logan. Logan's tall, long, and can run, and also looks just like you know Noah on the hoof. So I think that's exciting too.
Coach Jay Long today talking CSC football on the Chadron State Sports Journal. We've gone through the recruiting list, Coach. Anybody else you want to highlight or anything you want to talk about? I know you're still waiting for a few, so maybe we'll catch up with you again next week. But any final thoughts on any guys that you brought in today?
Yeah, I do. I want to add just a couple more on here. Tanner True from Eaton, Colorado. He's ranked number one in state at heavyweight in there. Last year he took second in state. Their team won the state championship in Colorado. This kid can play. You're gonna recognize his name right away. We beat out some big time schools on him. He was one of our first commits. Also, we brought in a return specialist. We haven't really done that in the past. Abdi Ali, Ali Musa, and him are cousins. He's from Crawford, California. He's an athlete. You know, those guys didn't have track last year. I think this kid can be in that 10.6, 10.5. He told me, I said, what do you want to run? He said, 10.300, coach. And, you know, that's fast. And he's a kid that can run. I think he really, really is a really dynamic returner. And then as far as, you know, what we're going to put him on, offense or defense, I don't know that yet. I just know that I want the ball in that kid's hands as a special teams returner. And every time over the past few years when Coach Jersey was a special teams coordinator, Coach Sassy was a special teams coordinator, whenever we faced somebody that had an amazing dynamic returner, that was all we talked about the whole week. And I'm hoping that Abdi has that opportunity to put the fear in people like that. And then I got a couple more here. Damon Hill from Cheyenne Mountain. He was the player of the year in Colorado. This kid can ball. I think that he is a kid that is going to have an opportunity to get on the field fast. I cannot wait to get him into our weight room. I cannot wait to get him into our system, because I just think this kid with our structure is going to thrive. And because he has that speed level also, and he's just a player. He's played everything from quarterback to safety to receiver. He's one of those guys. And then kicker punter. I think that's something that every year we try to bring in a guy that can compete for that spot. And I think the Brody Eisenbron from Sturgis, South Dakota. He's from my old high school. This kid, he came to our prospect camp, and when he kicked the ball, it sounded different. And when I mean that in the best way. It sounded like a gun when he kicked that ball. So he has great explosion. And he can do them both, which is also really big, because if a kid gets hurt, one of our punters get hurt, basically in the past, if our number one punter gets hurt, our backup situation is somebody on our team that punted in high school.
Yeah.
Here we have a kid that can do both. So I think that's also really outstanding. Brock Ping from Montana. We haven't had a Montana recruit in a while. He's a kid that came to our prospect camp and jumped a 41-inch vertical. He is averaging right around 10 yards a carry as a running back. This kid also is a kid that I think really stands out. So, and then we need to bring in a couple tight ends too. And I think those two guys also have an opportunity to play also real quick. So I know I'm short on time. I kept talking there.
That's okay. Well, a final thought. One of the tight ends may have the best recruit name of the list. We got Roro Abercrombie coming in. Can't wait to say that one on the field. Hope he has a terrific career. Great football radio name for him coming in from California. Coach, we got a few minutes left. Let's jump into some of the other stuff with your team. Can you give us the spring ball schedule? And there's, you know, some rumors been flying around about some games this spring. What's the latest on all that?
So another fun fact, and I'll go into this, is that most of these kids, they were from the coast. When they came in, it was snowing. So they got to see their first snow. So I thought that was great because, you know, they're going to come here, they got to know what snow's like. And they still chose us after seeing the snow. And Roro was one of those that couldn't wait to make a snowball. So that made me think about that. As far as spring goes, this is, you know, in the fall, we just kept talking about firsts and this is new and COVID's doing this to us. COVID's doing that to us. Well, in the spring, it's the exact opposite. COVID has opened up new opportunities for us as a football team. And really, you know, what we're doing right now is we're going outside and we're doing some practices.
And right now. Right now.
We did one. Yep. Yesterday was our first one, Tuesday. And tomorrow we're going to do our second one. And basically, with the COVID, what it did is it freed us up some championship days to be able to play in the spring. So if we add up all of our dates, we have a possibility of 39 practice opportunities. And our goal as a staff this year, when we sat down, we want to make sure, because we still need to get that off-season weight work in. And so our priority right now during the month of January was all weight room. During the month of February, weight room and speed school become very, very important. Those are the main priorities. But then we're also going to go out and we're going to get some practices in. And when I talk about practices, it's going to be more like let's get better technique sound and let's become a smarter football team and give our guys as many opportunities as we can to become smarter. Not very much banging. Then in the month of March will be like we'll have a break period. It'll be in between our two periods and we'll take 2 weeks off there. And then we're going to start off in April and we have 28 days where we'll have 24 practices. And as of right now, I got nothing written, no contract signed, Dave, but I have a gentleman's agreement with playing somebody on the 24th. And there's going to be a contract in the mail for, we have two more opportunities, and we just have to pick which one. The contracts are going to be coming this week on two more. So I want to play two scrimmages is what I'd like to play this spring, and I feel really good about us getting them.
And so that's what it would be. It would be a scrimmages. Would it not be an official game-like setting? Is that still to be determined? Has that been decided?
Everybody wanted to play scrimmages, and the reason being, Dave, is that the point of spring is to evaluate your team, and this fall we probably played. Just making it up, but right around 75% of our kids probably played in a game. We want all 100 to play this spring. We want to evaluate them against someone else.
Yeah.
And when we talk to these teams, that is exactly what they're telling us too, is they want to evaluate all of their players. So when we set up this scrimmage format, what I got envisioned is we'll call that coach the week of in the beginning of the week and say, hey, what's some of your ideas? This is what we'd like to accomplish, and then we go from there, and we decide what we want to do. But we want to come out of spring healthy, but we want to also be able to evaluate our guys, and this is going to be an awesome opportunity. Out of everything that COVID has that was negative for us football-wise in the fall, that was hard, in the spring it's opening up some things, which I think is really, really cool, Dave. And I think that it's also, when you look at what the COVID did for us in the fall, there's about three things I really love that I hope we can keep. One is I like the way that you can recruit with the Zooming. I think that's really cool. The second one is I love that we could play freshmen and not use up the red shirts, because we had a lot of freshmen that played 12, 15 reps. In the past, we wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And I think it helps the retention. And then the third one is it would be so cool to be able to finish every spring with some type of game. That'd be cool.
Just fascinating hearing you talk about this getting laid out. You're practicing now two scrimmages / game situations against opposing teams. I can't wait till we can tell people who that's going to be against, hopefully very soon. Just amazing. It's going to be so much fun. This is awesome. Jay, thanks for coming in, sharing all these great details with us here today. We're running out of time, but maybe we can get together coming up a little bit later in the next week or two and see if we can touch on some more stuff as more details on football start to emerge and practice is moving along too. So a lot to cover as you start to develop these guys and learn more about your team. Jay, any final thoughts on National Signing Day?
You know, I was when you first started off, you said the changes with it. They're still always the same. That's building relationships. And when a kid comes on our campus, you see how quick special Shattern State is. When they come in, we meet them as a coaching staff at the hotel, and when they walk into the hotel, the people are greeting them, and they are always saying how friendly this town is. We take them to the gas station, everybody says how friendly the town is. People acknowledge them, people nod to them, people say hello to them. They love that. Then we take them on campus, they hit our admission staff, and they love the people on our campus. And then when at the end of it, they meet our team and they love our team, and it really does take a whole army to be able to bring in a kid to Shattern State, and those relationships that we're talking about are really, really important for us, and we just want to thank everybody that helps with that. And I know it may sound goofy, but when you're driving your car and you see somebody and you give them the one finger wave to say hello, that isn't normal in every town, and our recruits notice it, and I think it's some reason why they come here. So thank you, and thank you, Dave, for giving us a call. This is always a fun day to talk.
Yeah.
Go Eagles.
You bet, Coach. Congratulations on another successful signing day.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shattern State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shattern. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shattern State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.